This is a really, really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really, really, really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
It's a new beginning.
And now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Shackleton.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A always B B C closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gradham.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is the Fawcast. It's episode 115 here at the Charterhouse Real Estate offices in Ankeny, next to a massage joint that may or may not give happy endings. Happy Thursday and welcome to the program.
They do.
You don't know that.
It's been confirmed.
By
we
you?
Talked about this.
Personal experience?
No, my wife won't let me go confirm it. She, you know, I just want to, but I think it's partially like. Don't you want to know? Like, Gray, we all know that you think you're beautiful.
Nice.
Williams is probably on the fence with those thoughts. But, you know, if you go down there and then you ask for a massage and then they do offer you more, you can safely assume that you are good looking. They liked you. Because according to the reviews I wrote, that sounded bad.
You wrote?
Yeah, that what? I read. There were plenty of people that didn't get tuggies. They were turned down. But I was thinking to myself, they were probably disgusting.
Or maybe certain girls do and certain girls
possible,
don't.
Possible.
Or.
Like, what if I went in there and I just wanted the massage?
I think they would just give you the massage.
Because, like,
I think you have to give them some indication, such as they say roll over to your back and you're pitching a tent. That would be an indication. Or you
and
got.
They would
or
just
you got,
do
or
it?
Or you got some money tucked in your towel. That's a universal sign. You know, that's like, why is that $100 bill in your towel? Like, they can figure it out from there, you know? So I don't know. Have you ever seen what's the movie with Adam Sandler where he's getting a massage and that happens? Something about he's got a son and it's at his bachelor party.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't watch movies.
We know this.
Oh gosh.
Pretty funny though.
It sounds hysterical.
It is pretty funny.
Where he talks in a weird voice all the time. Where he was like the child star or the kid that got the teacher pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds mildly inappropriate.
Rex Ryan's in it.
You would like it a lot.
Rex Ryan's
right
in it.
Alley. Yeah, Rex Ryan is in it.
Yep.
And Andy Samberg.
That's my
Adam
boy.
Samberg.
Is that what it's called?
That's my boy?
My boy,
yeah, that's right.
Check it out, Williams. You'd like it.
Okay.
So, no, I can't prove it, but I believe it 99%.
Okay, what else do we need to tackle, like some serious issues before we get to
serious.
Iowa State Athletics? I'm fried this week, guys. I don't know about you.
You look fried.
I'm just fried.
What? Why this week?
Aren't
all your weeks like this?
No. Well, I don't. I'm just saying, like, I'm going to lean on you guys for creativity today.
How was that beer you drank last night when you needed it. You drank it to Corey Stringer.
So, this is God honest truth. Like, I was lying there because I'm trying not to drink on weeknights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fail at that every night.
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't think this is a shock to most people. I have some fairly significant anxiety issues. And I was sitting there at my kitchen table while Ash was putting Cammy to bed, and I was like seriously having like a panic attack. I'm like, oh my God, like.
It's a horrible feeling, isn't it? It's an awful feeling.
Because your chest gets like tight and you can't breathe. And like, So I'm like, screw it, and I drank like 5 beers last night.
You felt a lot better, didn't you?
I went right to sleep.
Yep.
You drink to numb the pain, so to speak. the proverbial pain.
What kind of beers you go with?
I've drank so much bourbon in the last like week and a half where I had to switch it up.
I gotcha. Yeah.
No, I did a couple of Boston lagers, a couple of stouts, and then I think I topped it all off with a cold Busch Light.
Nice. Because by then your taste is irrelevant. You're already feeling
pretty
good.
No, I just like it's weird. I was texting with a friend of the program, Ted Flynn, about this yesterday, about how I'm really into the just drinking bourbon on the rocks now.
Yeah.
That's like my preferred drink now.
That's what I enjoy.
I would rather have that than a beer.
Bourbon on the rocks.
Last night I sent you my picture.
Yeah, were you drinking?
You know what? Last night though I was just drinking Templeton. I just went basic last night.
Yeah.
Sometimes though, you know, I mix it up. I have about 6 or 7 different ones in my basement that I just kind of rotate through.
I'm obsessed with Blanton's.
You know what? I've had Blanton's pretty good.
Obsessed with it. I'm pretty sure that's nectar from the gods.
No, oh, the sweet, sweet nectar.
Oh.
Do you really drink every night, Gray?
Every night, no. Most nights, yes. And when I say drink, I'm talking a drink. I pour myself a scotch, a whiskey, bourbon on the rocks, and I sit there and sip it, and I go to bed.
Yeah.
Every night.
I drink milk every night.
Yeah.
I usually try and just limit my drinking to Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And I try and limit it, but the Thursday deal when we're at Benchwarmers, we usually have a drink with each other.
Or two.
Yeah. Or five.
No, never
five. But then Friday nights, I mean, actually Friday nights anymore, I don't that often because my Friday nights pretty much consist of just hanging out with Cammy. And then Saturday, like after work, I usually like to head over to Reclaimed Rails or Founders or to do something like that.
You got
to
like this 3 o'clock tip on Saturday for you.
Yeah,
you get done early.
Fantastic. Actually, it's really nice for family because my folks are coming up and Rob's going to help me cover the game so I can get out of there a little earlier and we're going to go have dinner and it'll be nice.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Fun Saturday. And then also, if you guys should stop by. We're doing a deal for KXNO on Saturday morning. Courage League of Iowa. What they do is basically it provides a way for handicapped kids to participate in sports. And we're all having a big 3-on-3 wheelchair basketball tournament
Saturday. Are you playing in it?
Oh, yeah. Ross and me, and then I'm not sure who our third. It's a listener. Listeners are competing to play with us.
That's
on our
awesome.
Teams.
Good for
we
you
have
guys.
A team. Murph and Andy have a team. Morning Rush have a team. Our first game is at 8 o'clock, bright and early.
You and Ross are on a team?
Yeah.
That'd be a one-and-done team.
Oh, no. We're going for the ship, baby.
Do you think you can get a basketball to the hoop while you're sitting in a wheelchair?
Probably not.
With your pansy little arms?
I'll try.
When I think about wheelchair basketball, I just think of pinched fingers. I don't know why. Just like getting your hands caught in something or someone ramming them. Just never played, so maybe that doesn't happen at all. But no, I actually saw a guy, a friend that I know, that said he's playing in that too.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Ironically.
It'll be fun. Down at Courage League.
So I've never played in that. That'd be fun.
Even if you just want to stop by, it's like I always point out, it's really, I think at least, I'm going to make sure Cameron's there for at least a half hour to an hour. It's good for them to see that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Even though she's only 2, but I want her to be around that stuff when she's young. And if you can donate $10 to them, it's incredible because it's really a grassroots deal where, you know, the government funds a lot of stuff for special ed and whatnot, but this is a grassroots deal where the government doesn't fund enough. There's just a growing need for special needs kids in Des Moines, and this is trying to fill that void.
And if you don't have money, you can still volunteer your time.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people
that
can volunteer.
Just go and shoot hoops with them and rebound for them and hang out.
Do you have a website for this, Chris, that you could tell?
Just go to Google Courage League Iowa. I think they're CourageLeagueIowa.com or .org. I can actually look it up. But.
See, this has always kind of been special to me. I have a brother, obviously, it's autistic, and so I grew up going and helping out with Special Olympics, and you know, unfortunately, the older I get with the kids, I don't have as much time, and I always kind of miss it. I need to get back to doing that.
Well, you should come on set. CourageLeagueSports.com.
Courage League Sports.
Get out of bed and do it. I got a friend that would never play in that. He would never get in a wheelchair. He thinks it's bad karma. It's kind of weird.
What?
He thinks if he gets in a wheelchair voluntarily, God will put him in one permanently.
Is that you, Mark?
No. I've been in. I've strolled around at my grandma's.
There's literally
I popped wheelies.
You have a friend who has made this comment. He's afraid of it. Okay. Yeah.
He won't do it.
I've never
heard of such a thing.
Just even thought of such a thing.
Just where his mind goes, man.
I've never been in the wheelchair though. This will be my first time.
I've been in a wheelchair. Never played basketball. I think it'd be fun because I'm not very fast. I can't jump very high. So this kind of neutralizes it. I'd probably be pretty freaking good.
Yeah, you probably would be.
Yeah.
I think the upper body height is big.
It's huge. I don't have the wingspan like some guys have. But
is this like a full court thing? Or are you playing?
I honestly don't know, Mark.
Your arms are gonna be so dead by the end of the day.
They probably will be.
We'll see. So I'm doing that all morning, and then I'll just go straight from there up to Hilton probably.
Okay.
And then a huge game on Saturday, obviously, for the Clones. They're all big from here on out. I can't wait. I love this time of year in that sense. It's fun. And then Kansas City's in a couple weeks.
We're going to get the beautiful weather we've gotten?
I don't know. Well, I read a deal from one of the like national forecasters that he doesn't think this is a fluke. He thinks that like we're not going to have winter this year.
I mean, well,
based off of like jet streams and stuff.
Yeah, hold that thought because we're going to be 30s and 40s in the next couple weeks. But poor Dodge is getting like a foot tomorrow.
This guy's like he's based out of like Washington D.C. or something, so it's not like an Iowa guy.
Yeah.
He predicted that there would still be patches of cold and snow on out.
Yeah.
But he said this is going to be when people look back on it the year without a winter. He just thinks it's a. Because he's looking at jet streams and all that crap. Guess is Kansas City will be nice and warm.
I hope so. I've been outside in shorts with my kids every day playing basketball.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable. Love it.
Do you have an outdoor hoop?
I do. I put one up in the backyard.
Goal setters?
Goal setter, yep.
That is something I want to get done.
Put up a little mini court. I wish I would have gone a little bit wider.
What does that cost? Everyone says how expensive it is.
Mark, just pour the concrete yourself and you can install it.
I think we put it in our driveway, though.
You have a bigger driveway.
Yeah.
You have a much bigger driveway.
What gets your butt cleaner, a $100 bill or regular toilet paper, Mark?
$100 bill.
People
don't know this, but the mint actually inserts lotion into the dollars. It's part of the process of making them.
So it's like a little aloe on the butt as you wipe it?
A little aloe vera.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
What a weird conversation this...
You started it.
I know I did. I should have known better.
Yeah, you started. I'll take it from there, dude. That's what we do here.
No, you have a big... And you don't have to worry about if your kids shoot a shot and they miss it rolling into the street. When you live in a cul-de-sac anyway, so you probably aren't even worried about that.
I should just put the hoop right in the middle of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
None of the neighbors would care. It'd be fine.
See, I was going to put the hoop in my driveway as well. My driveway was just a little bit more slope than I wanted, but the problem was our neighbor... is in construction, so he always parks his trailer out in front of my house, which would bother a lot of people. Doesn't really bother me.
Bit of an eyesore.
Yeah, but it doesn't bother me a whole lot. The only thing that bothers me is if my kids missed a shot and they were running after the ball, cars could be coming around the corner, not see him because it's blocked by the trailer.
I'm getting an invisible fence because of that.
What?
How does that stop a ball from going out?
No, my dog.
Oh.
Because he does that a lot. And we got
you have a fence in the backyard.
I'm doing for the front yard, though. Because we were out in the front yard a lot, and there's too many like 16-year-olds driving around Bondurant these days. So I'm
driving all crazy.
Because Dirksel, if Cammy's playing ball, he'll just run out and – I mean, that dog's going to be dead in 2 years if I don't do something about it.
So what you're saying is I need to play with Brett in the street a little bit more often.
Yeah.
Gray was basically wishing for – the death of his dog in a pre-podcast conversation, Mark, before you got here. He was telling me about some bad dog behavior that's going on.
Still.
And I'm like, you might get that checked out. He's acting like he's in pain.
No.
And I'm like, I'm not saying this is my direct quote. I said, I'm not saying he's going to die or anything. And Adam goes, you shut up. Meaning that he wants the dog to die naturally.
This is a horrible lie. You're the one that said, if you're lucky, the dog will die.
So I didn't know.
That's exactly
your
what you said.
Your dog is dying right now of hurt feelings, dude.
What you get for naming it after Brett Favre.
Hurt feelings and neglect.
Well,
it's horrible.
The greatest quarterback of all time.
What was I going to say? Being at a cul-de-sac is extremely nice. It's the first time I've ever lived on one. It changes things. I mean, the worst part is I got to look at Lane Danielson every day. But
with his shirt off?
Yeah.
Does he really just walk around with his shirt off all the time?
Yeah,
just
walk his Speedo and his shirt off.
No. He's mowed with his shirt off before. I'm pretty sure about that. I had a good talk with Lane. Lane and I were out in his driveway for about 45 minutes.
When he's mowing with his shirt off, does your wife just peer out the window and gawk?
While
touching herself.
See, this is the guy that, by the way, he can talk openly. He doesn't care about my wife touching herself. But if I want to play a little game where he's got to say who he wants to get on, he cries foul. Dude. No, that's inappropriate. We can't do that.
Mark.
Like, man.
Mark, I think you've...
To answer the question, yes, yeah, she probably touches herself. But all right. But I'm fine with that. She loves me. She's not going anywhere.
Do you ever go outside and do you see Neighbors? When Zac Efron's standing in front of Abercrombie with the shirt off, and then Seth Rogen does
it. I've actually seen that show. That's a good show.
Do you ever go out there like and take your shirt off right in front of Lane, like stick your chest out a little bit and be like, is this how you do it, Lane? You know?
I should. No. No, I haven't done that yet. Let me go to the gym for a couple months. Then we'll talk about it. So Lane actually, I assume, you know, Lane has a gym in his house. So Lane
that explains it.
Lane works out. I know he plays basketball. So he's probably 10 times more fit than I am. So more power to him.
Who has a faster 40?
Right now, Lane, easily.
You ran a 6-second 40.
Uphill, wet grass, no warm-up. It's true. At least I admitted it. I could get that down significantly.
All right. We have a fairly condensed podcast today because I've got to get up to Ames to cover Steve Prohm's media availability. Do you guys want to talk basketball at all, or are we just going to stay on this?
What's Steve going to say today?
He's going to have a lot of respect for Scott Drew.
Jeez. I hate Coach Speak.
I can tell you. I mean,
was there any point for you to go up is what I'm saying? You already know what he's going to say.
I'm working on a column.
Okay.
And I haven't really done the research yet. This will be good for me to bounce off of you. I'm suspecting they've gone to the free throw line a lot more in the last like 6-7 games.
Iowa State. Yeah.
And what I'm going to do before I go up there is I'm going to actually do the math on all that.
I'm going to check KenPom to see if they really have improved any in that category.
Well, their free throw percentage is way better, and a lot of it is because guys are getting to the line, going not to the, buoy.
They're going to the line like 20 times.
Oh yeah, they've improved. They've improved. When I checked the stat 2 weeks ago, they were 351st in the country. They are now 345th.
Whoo!
And free throw attempts,
But you got to realize how horrible they were at free throw attempts, that stat. My guess is when I go through and find the last like 5-6 games that the average is going to be way up.
Yeah, I would agree.
So I'm going to do a column on that.
Let's be fair about this, though. They've won the last 4 games, and when you win, teams are fouling you at the end of the game.
That's true.
Which bumps up free throws.
But Their offense is kind of fascinating to me right now. Just like that game on Monday night where Deontay was 0-for-6. Walters and I we got into this last night on the radio. He would have been 2-for-14 if that game was played 2 months ago.
I would agree.
You know,
and he probably would have been still if he wouldn't have gotten foul trouble, limiting his minutes. He might have still been 2-for-14. You don't know.
I think he's playing more within himself.
I agree.
And I think that Solomon has an awful lot to do with
it. It wasn't bad, Deontay.
No, it wasn't.
He just missed shots.
I went back and charted his shots. I deemed 2 of them to be bad.
But he always does. At halftime, he makes them.
Correct.
He's kind of got a little tiresome.
The only thing that drives me really nuts about Deontay is when he passes up the open 3, takes a dribble, and takes a contested 2. Drives me nuts.
He did that last game, right? Yeah. Right at the free throw line.
Or when he has the open 3, takes 1 step forward and shoots the long 2. He did that in that game and missed.
Correct.
It's like, don't do that. I mean, that sucks. KenPom has us beating both Baylor and Oklahoma State, by the way.
Baylor by 1?
Yeah, and OKC by 2.
I told Gray this
yesterday for some nail biters, boys.
On CFTV Live that I'm more worried about Oklahoma State than I am Baylor.
Oklahoma State went and spanked K-State.
My more deal is I just the senior day stuff. Like
you never know how they're going
to... There's intangibles with the Baylor game that I really like. I mean, Hilton's going to be...
It's a Saturday
insane.
Game.
Insane.
Yep.
A 3 o'clock Saturday is really kind of the perfect time.
I agree.
I think that's the 3 or 5, I think, are perfect times for Saturday games. And then on top of that, like, these guys haven't beaten Baylor in 5 tries. They're going to be ultra motivated. And then when you look at Tuesday, it's not as much of a name program, as ridiculous as that is, considering they've won 10 of 11 or 9 of 10, whatever it is. But the do you remember senior day last year? Niang's crying in warm-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that happens again, but it's an emotional night when you have guys like Matt, Naz, and Monte.
Who did we play?
Oklahoma State.
Did we beat them?
Barely.
Yes.
We were like a 10-point favorite in that game, and it was way too close.
I think Iowa State was losing for a good part of it.
Yeah,
they?
I mean, it was one of those games where you knew they'd figure out a way to win.
Yeah.
I never thought they would lose that game, but it was also like – I specifically remember talking to my dad after that game, and we're just like, oh, that was ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If people are surprised that Iowa State's good this year, I think some are. I mean, it's good that they're good. But when you look at their stats in depth, it starts to make a little bit of sense on why they are. Turnover, this isn't surprising. Turnover percentage, second in the country.
It's really good.
In that stat, three-point percentage, 27th. Steal percentage, 7th in the country. They're really good in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
So, elite. I mean, they should be good. Their time of possession is 65th. That's still on the fast side.
Look at Mark Analytics Charter over here. What are you drinking, by the way?
I'm drinking a peanut butter and jelly smoothie.
From
the juice company down the road there.
Corey's my guy.
Our friend. Friend of the program.
Corey's a stud.
By the way, I think apparently Corey does listen to this. I've been in there like 5 times, and I've never seen him. He must work the morning shift.
Yeah, he's a morning guy.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Corey?
No, there's Corey, always a girl
Corey could
there.
Kick your ass.
Yeah, Corey'd whoop you.
He looks like he eats wheatgrass all day.
Corey, he looks like a UFC fighter.
He looks like he does curls for hours on end.
So you're saying if I go in there and see a guy like that, I'll recognize him?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't sure which one was him.
The first 5 or 6 times I went in there, I haven't seen Corey, but every time I go in now, I see him.
Yeah.
He's a Cardinals fan, though. That's one thing.
It's brutal.
That's a rare combo, dude. The Iowa State fan and the Cardinal fan. It's usually Hawks Cardinals go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Iowa State Cubs. The way it should be.
Anyways. I'm confident that they will win on Saturday.
How confident? Give me a percentage.
75%.
Oh. I'll go 67.
Okay. I really think you remember when I went into you in Kansas State, I'm like, they're winning tonight.
Yeah.
That's how I am with Baylor.
Good.
On Saturday.
But I also told you we were going to beat Texas Tech, and you said we were not going to.
Yeah, I picked Texas Tech.
Yeah. You were wrong.
Yeah. Hey.
You were wrong.
Even fat girls get loving every once in a while.
What do you got against fat girls?
Nothing.
What's wrong with fat girls?
My point is, stuff happens.
Jeez.
Cheezer loves fat girls.
Does he?
Oh, yeah, man.
So can I tell
all
Cheezer's?
All girls or just the big ones?
Go ahead, man.
Can I tell the Ray Kasongo story?
Feel free. There's no secrets of Cheezer.
Adam's brother, Cheezer, who he mentioned earlier in the broadcast. First of all, we all love him. He's like a brother to all of us. Maybe not Mark, but he is to me for sure.
Chris likes me, right? He asked me that when I see him.
I got a big heart.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
I deserve some loving.
It's Adam's brother, so he can do that.
Mm.
So I just got done recording the Instant Reaction podcast on last Saturday. Well, backstory, Cheezer hangs out with the basketball program a lot.
The coaches and players take very good care of him.
Yeah, he goes to practice a lot. Like they give him good seats at games. Like he's always just kind of around. Those guys all love him to death. Especially like Naz. Like he's tight with Naz, I know. George was his best bud.
Yep.
It was tough for Cheezer when George moved away, I know.
It was not easy, yeah.
So I saw Cheezer down there and I said, "Hey Cheese, what's up, man?" And he's like, "Hey, Chris, I want to introduce you to my friend Ray." And it's Ray Kasongo, who's sitting out this year. I was like, "Hey, Ray." And we chatted. He goes, "Hey, Ray's a good guy, don't you think?" I'm like, "Yeah, he seems like a good guy. Seems great." He goes, "Yeah, he's going to get me laid."
I see why Cheezer picks the friends that he picks.
Oh, yeah.
Ray was like, "I'll do what I can, man." Something like that.
I wish I had Cheezer's honesty, dude. After a game, you guys stopped by our good friend Brandon Lawrence in the program. Cheezer had never met him before, and like
doesn't stop him.
2 seconds after being inside their house, he's like, "You got any snacks?"
I think they made him like a Hot Pocket or
yeah,
something.
Made him a dinner. Like, oh man, hey, I love it. I love it.
He's not shy.
Does he go to the Big 12? Does he get down there?
I think he. Usually he would go down for one day and come back because the Special Olympics state was always in Iowa City, but he didn't play this year, so I think he's going to go down for
What's
the full
tournament. What's he play? Is he ball?
In basketball. That's Cheezer used to be a hell of a shooter. Yeah, like crazy good shooter.
I saw him
shooter.
Play once, and he hit like 4 threes.
Yeah, he used to bomb it.
Wow. I did not know this.
Yeah, Cheezer, pretty good basketball player.
Better than you.
No, God, no.
Okay, so Adam and I kind of hammered this out yesterday. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I have Iowa State winning 2 of 3.
So do I.
In one way, shape, or form. Finishing 12-6.
Which would be great year.
Yeah.
12-6 would be great
year.
Dude,
they were 10-8 last year with Niang.
Yeah. You know, though, they have, like I said, they got 5-6 seniors this year. Those guys have played a lot of basketball together.
I think
Steve's
the Big
12 is
better this year, top to bottom. I think it's better this year.
I think the Big 12 is a little overrated for what people think.
Well, I'll agree it's overrated in the sense that I don't think that any of those teams will win the national title. I'm not sure any will even be in the Final Four.
However, bumped up because there's no awful teams.
That's the point, though.
There's
like,
no awful teams.
And when you're a second tier team in the league, like Iowa State is, you're not first tier because Kansas has kind of got that whole tier all by itself. I feel like you in the past Iowa State has feasted off of getting two from TCU.
Yep, can't do that anymore.
I mean, Tech, they've never really done that with because they've lost in Lubbock more than they've won, even during the Fred years.
Remember that time we were at Cake Stand? We had that watch party there, and they just got run. And that Texas Tech team was 255th in KenPom, and they got smoked down there.
Yeah, that's. But my point is there's always some bad teams that were kind of just layups, and there's not that in the Big 12 this year.
No.
So I think 1 to 10, I think it's a better league than it was last year.
I think in West Virginia, Iowa State's not even ranked right now. West Virginia and Baylor have been ranked inside the top 10 most of the year. I still think Iowa State should be the second best team in the Big 12. The only problem is the lack of bigs. If Solomon Young can provide some what he's provided in the Kansas game,
I totally agree.
Iowa State's the second best team.
What's crazy to me that sounds dumb when you say it, just based, again, on what Chris just said, the Big 12 is good this year. Are they better than last year? Who knows? But they're good this year. Iowa State's currently tied for second in the Big 12 and not ranked. That seems odd.
Terrible in the non-conference. Terrible in the non-conference.
I do think they'll be ranked next week.
They have to beat Baylor, though. They beat Baylor, they'll be ranked.
They're going to beat Baylor.
I agree they're going to beat Baylor.
You guys watching a little NBA tonight? There is one game
of
interest.
What do we got tonight?
You know, it's back, first of all. The All-Star break's over.
The Pelicans playing?
I wanted to know what this line would have been before. So Pelicans are at home against the Rockets, and they're only 3.5-point underdogs in that game. The debut of Boogie Cousins.
Is that on TV?
Let's all get together and bet the Pelicans.
You have NBA TV, so it doesn't matter for
you. Yeah, they're all on TV for me, but no, not nationally, I don't think.
Let's all get together and bet the Pelicans. I love the Pelicans now. Boogie and Davis, that's going to be awesome.
It'll be fun to watch. I'm interested. And Drew Holiday's been a good player for him, too.
This is going to be great.
Mm-hmm. I'm pulling for him.
They went from who cares to watchable.
Did you see the report this morning about potential of the Bulls shipping Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott to the Thunder?
No.
For who? Russell Westbrook?
No. Thunder trying to get Russ some help.
Okay. I thought they were trying to get rid of Jimmy Butler. Weren't they trying to get rid of him to the Celtics?
I think they're going to do that, too. There's a lot going on with the Bulls.
Taj is kind of like a leader in the clubhouse, isn't he?
I do think it's 11 o'clock right now. I do think that Butler deal will happen.
I hope so, for Fred's sake.
Yeah, so the deadline's today, right?
Yeah, it's at 3 o'clock today. So we have about 4 hours between now and I think that the Bulls will make that deal with the Celtics.
Are you sourced in on this?
No, I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not. I just
you happen to have the Bulls coach on speed dial, so I have to ask the question.
How fast how staunch the we're not trading him and the Celtics on the other end going, oh, we don't want him anymore. It seemed way too loud to me. I don't know. I feel like there's probably. I have a feeling about noon today they're going to get on the phone and figure something out.
If you're gonna work out a trade with anyone, the Celtics are perfect because I believe they have a ton of picks.
They do.
And they have some nice
players.
Much
more than the Thunder don't have a ton of assets. Like, I don't know who the Bulls would get in that.
Yeah.
But
Victor Oladipo.
Oladipo.
They just picked him up. They're not going to move him.
What I care about is not who gets traded, but I want to know, since Fred is Mr. All-American Clean Cut, what he really thinks of Lopez looking like the Unabomber. I like watching their games, dude. He looks like the Unabomber out there running around.
I like watching him
play. Have you seen such a scraggy-looking beard?
Yeah. He's being a Bulls fan, he's one of my favorite guys on the team.
He plays hard.
I like Taj a lot, too. That'll kind of suck if he gets traded. But
not a Dwayne Wade fan? No?
No, I'm not.
No.
Not a
Dwayne Wade. He's not a good fit.
I'm not a D. Wade fan.
He just seems like he
can't shoot threes.
I like Rondo better than I like D. Wade.
That's saying something. I just hope Dougie McBuckets can go play somewhere.
The Thunder would be a great fit for him.
Real PT.
Westbrook would spot him up for a lot of
threes. Yeah, that'd be a really good fit. And playing for Billy Donovan, I mean.
Did you guys think that Harrison Barnes was going to become like a stud, a later. I mean, he wasn't going to do that in Golden State. No. Everybody knew that. But are you surprised he is as good as he is in Dallas?
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised.
I am.
If you go back and look at him as a freshman, as a rookie in the playoffs, he was so good. And then I think he would – I mean, and you understand why. When you have Steph and you have Clay, you can kind of just fall back a little bit. But the talent's there. The size is there. I'm not surprised. He's still not great.
My whole deal with Harrison, is I never doubted any of that. He just had a little bit of the Jared Uthoff to him where it's like you have so much talent, but you –
What's his name?
No, alpha dog?
Yeah. Same with Matt Thomas. He's kind of in that vein as well. Although he's developed it a lot more. Like Matt's kind of a killer out there now. Matt's been putting the ball on the floor, and like I think that if there was like an all underrated team in the Big 12, Matt would be on it.
When was the last time it seemed like Matt missed a pull up jumper? Like where he takes a step in for a two pointer? He seems
so good.
Automatic on those.
Well, I mean the TCU game he didn't play very well.
No.
But other than that.
That'd be an interesting stat to look at, though. When he puts the ball in the court, it takes one or two dribbles inside the three-point line, I feel like he's making it at an absurd clip right now.
Dude, his first Harrison's first 4 years in Golden State, he averaged roughly 10 a game. He's averaging 20.1 this year.
Yeah.
That's a huge step up.
He went from the best team in the league to one of the worst, though, too. Mavericks suck.
Which is hard to believe, dude. Being the owner?
Do you think Cuban will run for president?
No, I don't think so.
Man, there's been a lot of talk since way before even like the Trump thing happened with him and Trump, you know? Mm-hmm. There's been talk of him making a run. I think that'd be fun.
I like Cuban.
Could you imagine a Trump-Cuban debate? Because they would both be Republicans, so it would be like a primary thing.
Oh, are you sure Cuban would be Republican?
Yeah, he is a Republican, but he backed Hillary this year because he was so anti-Trump.
Yeah.
See, that's,
why are we talking politics right now?
No, we're not talking politics.
Labels throw you because it's like, how could a Republican back Hillary? Like, that just seems like you can't be a true Republican, but I know what you're saying.
But how epic would that debate be?
Be pretty good.
Trump and Cuban?
Dude, I watched every debate this year. I thought there were much CTV.
Well, because Trump, man.
I know. You're like, what's going to happen?
Trump's not only a politician, but he's a TV star. Like,
I don't know. Have you been watching, maybe not all of them, but pieces of like the daily briefings that Spicer's doing?
They've become
must-see TV, too.
I know. I have a hard time because I just think of Melissa McCarthy every time now.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. SNL has been good lately.
Oh, Trump. I mean, Trump's basically put that show back on the map.
Yeah.
It fell off when George wasn't there. They need Republicans as president for them to be able to make fun
of somebody. White males because it's a lot easier to make fun of.
Yeah. You can't make fun of Obama. He's too cool.
No, I think that there was a real challenge of the whole race thing for that.
Well, that's why Key and Peele succeeded.
I mean, they made fun of Clinton. They make fun of every
Key and Peele
politician.
Were able to make fun of Obama.
Gray's going through his Trump talking points over here that he gets in his email every morning.
What
Gray
got,
and Kaylee McEnany and
you got any good ones?
I don't even know why we do this. You literally have convinced everybody in Fanatic that
you
I'm a Trump supporter.
Listen to what you say.
No, you're such an idiot.
You go through the Trump talking
Shut
points.
Up.
It's what you do. I'd have more respect for you if you just admitted it.
Dude, here's Mark. You know what? I didn't want to talk politics, but if you want to talk politics, let's go. From the very beginning, I've told you how much I disliked him, and I'm a Republican. I didn't vote for him. I did not vote for Donald Trump, and yet you continue to come on here every week.
I don't know that.
I'm not lying to you. I'm promising. You come on here every week and you accuse me of Trump talking points just because I don't sit here and go over the top with the media crap that you do.
Charter, who do
I'm
you
not
think
a
Gray
baby.
Voted for?
Well,
good Lord.
I don't even know if you voted.
I did vote. I did vote, and it was not for Donald Trump. And here's the deal.
You do a write-in? What?
Yeah,
Fred Hoiberg, baby, the mayor.
You didn't vote for Hillary. I mean, if you're a Republican, you didn't go that route. So you wrote someone in? Or
Gary Johnson? Was it Gary Johnson?
I love weed. I love smoking weed.
The libertarians are fun.
Jill Stein, baby. Love Jill.
I think the Libertarian Party is fascinating to me because, like, you have, like, Bill Maher is a libertarian.
Yeah.
And Ross is a libertarian. Ross Peterson, and he's one of the most conservative human beings I know.
Yeah.
It's just funny because the Libertarian Party just seems like a group of lost souls. And they're like, I don't fit in here or here, so I just...
Libertarians can be summed up very simply by saying, just leave us alone.
Yeah.
I mean,
just chill out. We're going to do our own thing.
That's it, man. Just leave us alone. It'll continue to be an interesting 4 years.
Oh yeah, this ain't going
anywhere. I will love to see the outcome. I don't think it will happen for logistics, but they're going forward with California at least having the right to vote to secede from the union, become its own country.
That's so stupid.
What would theoretically happen if that happened? I wouldn't have a problem with it.
There'd
it's
be
not
a
like
lot
I
of...
couldn't still go to California if I wanted to.
Look
know?
At like I don't know. California has some of the like worst bridges and roads and stuff in the entire country.
California's
and then you're not
going to
get state funding.
California's a mess. Yeah.
Illinois is a mess.
You know, there's a few places that are a mess. I mean, Iowa, for all intents and purposes, is pretty good.
We're the best state in the country.
Well,
we're the best state.
Depends on who you ask on which day.
I love Iowa.
We win all those awards.
I've never.
Like, how many awards has Des Moines won in the last 2 years?
Are they really awards, or are they just little articles that pop up that everyone loves to share on Facebook just to
really
give
matter?
They give us massive erections?
We're better than everybody else.
In a lot of ways, our dollar goes a lot farther than other people's. There's no question about that.
We're the best.
You can get a nice house here without going bankrupt.
Well,
doing it.
In Charter House Real Estate would know all about that.
You know, though? Like, Kansas City is very similar as far as house prices.
I love Kansas
City. Maybe even
City.
A little bit cheaper.
If I lived anywhere other
Texas
than...
Texas houses, you can get nice houses
If I lived
Texas.
Anywhere other than here, I think I'd want it to be Kansas City.
I would agree. I like
I
Kansas
love
City.
Texas is weird, though. What people don't realize is when you go from place to place,
basements.
The differences between houses.
I would like to live in...
We get a basement when we buy a house.
They
Texas,
get a pool.
Typically, you don't get a basement in Texas.
I would like to live in rural Texas. Like when you're really out in rural.
If you
Texas.
Want to see rural,
cool.
By the way, I just watched this the other day. Our friend Klein told me it was good. There's a movie. I know. Again, you don't watch movies. There's an Academy Award nominated movie.
Hell or
called,
High Water.
Yeah, called Hell or High Water.
It's a good movie.
It's about two brothers. They're doing a little bank robbing in West Texas.
You'd actually like that movie.
I think you'd like it.
See that?
Yeah, it's right up your alley.
It's
man.
It's like an action flick.
Yeah,
a little bit.
A New Day. New Day Western, kind of a little bit, where they're robbing banks rather than
There's no horse riding going on, but it's I don't know, it's good.
I downloaded the Straight Outta Compton last night. I'm planning on watching it sometime.
Were you an NWA guy?
Yeah, I went through a stage down in Southwest Iowa where I thought I was a gangster.
Yeah,
and I still love good hip hop. I think there's a lot of trash hip hop too. So
I'm gonna see you rolling through Clarinda yelling. F the police.
I was never
window.
Really like a Ice Cube guy. I did like Dre.
Yeah.
I wasn't like a true but I do think that their story is fascinating as far as our culture goes because those guys were so influential.
The movie's really good.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
So it's worth my time?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good flick.
Yeah.
Those guys are not as good as like Will Smith was back, getting jiggy with it.
Welcome to Miami.
Speaking of that, I'm reading that book, the Concussion book.
Yeah. Oh, are you?
Right now, I just started
You know they made a movie.
Yeah, but I want to read the book.
Movies are better because you've been done in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. You learn everything you need to know.
You didn't have to work your brain.
I can read a book in like a week.
I wish I read
it. It's a waste. You always complain that you have no time, and yet you would rather read a book, which takes you a week, than watch the movie. I'm telling you, you need...
Well, it's not an entire week. That's like a week of reading in my bed at night.
There's definitely more detail in books.
Yeah.
No question
about honestly, it. My thought on this, the reason I'm reading it, is because the dead time of radio is coming up, where it's really just awful to find topics. And
after NCAA tournament?
Really, I would say more that lull once the NBA playoffs are done.
Yeah.
Because I love the NBA now. Like I've really come around gray the last 2 years, and so I can do that. And you have spring football, which is awful radio, but there's at least stuff happening. To me, once the NBA finals are done, until like the middle of July, it's just you got that about month and a half where it's brutal,
tough.
So I want to learn more about this because I think that there's a this developing story, which is concussions and the NFL and all that's interesting.
I think it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
I do too.
And you're going to have a lot of people killing themselves and doing other things because of it. I mean, there's already been a lot, but, would you, it's always an exchange of the money. That's why people do it. Even now, that's why they do it. They go in and say, man, I could make millions of bucks and I might hurt my brain.
I think that we're still going to have football in 20 years. It'll probably look a little differently. I think
it already looks different than it did 20 years ago.
Correct. I think that'll continue to evolve. But I think the biggest change will be, like, instead of having, like, 150 kids on your high school team, like, trying out, you'll have 75. I think that more and more of that will happen, but you're still going
to
have
that's really happened a lot already. I was talking to the Ames athletic director. This was probably at least a year ago, but he was telling me the numbers that are out now compared to when I was playing, and it's a huge difference, maybe half, something like that. And he said, and I said, is that because of concussions? He said, yeah, that's the major reason. Parents are freaked out. I do think, well, yeah, Gray's right. We're already seeing big changes. You can't defensive back can't hit somebody anymore.
Nope.
You
know, that's, across the middle.
That's been a gigantic change.
The Tom Brady rule where quarterbacks can only get hit in like a 2-inch area.
I think you're going to see a drastic change in their helmets. I really do. I mean, I don't think they're going to be out there in bubble paper, but they're going to. It's going to be way different than we know it.
Isn't it weird that, like, there's so much evolution of technology and everything across the board and everything that we do, but football helmets, for the most part, really haven't changed?
Oh, they have.
They're
inside.
Leather.
Well, not – yeah, but not a lot, though.
Not a lot.
I mean, I'm saying, like, of just
chin,
everything that you
the chin straps you used to have? It's just like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
No, I get that. I'm talking, like, but generally a football helmet 15 years ago was pretty much the same thing that it is now.
Yeah. Hopefully they're – more well built now, and I don't know, but yeah, I think they'll continue to change a lot. You know, the key is to get it where people don't want to hit with it.
Correct.
However, put little spikes inside the helmet. Then when you hit, you get poked and it hurts. It's like, okay,
that sounds horrible.
I know
that starts with coaching at a young level. That's where it starts.
You know,
teaching them the proper way of tackling.
Either that, or you just say, hey, if you want to play this sport, it's dangerous, and know that up front, it's dangerous. You know. And don't change it. Just say all the people that are playing this know how dangerous it is, and they're choosing to do it anyway.
Yeah, you know? Just be upfront about it.
And leave it at that. You know, doing this sport could kill you in the end. Yeah, let people make their own choices.
That's kind of a bad way to end the
I'm sorry.
Podcast, but we got
to
go, though.
You want to talk about my wife again?
Touching yourself to Lane Danielson?
God, this is just so inappropriate.
You said it.
I know, I shouldn't have.
He does this a lot, where he'll say something, oh, and then suddenly he'll put it on someone else.
No, I'm not putting it on anybody else. I'm taking full responsibility for it.
The thing is that most people don't realize, you give a shit. You are the most inappropriate of all of us.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
He can be. Not.
I have heard some of the things you said around certain people.
More than Mark?
You and Mark go toe-to-toe a lot of times.
I'm not even going to say the picture that Mark sent me last week.
I don't think I got a picture, did I?
You're thinking which one, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, I think I received that one. Before the heart ball?
Oh, that one when you were going out for the night?
I don't know. I received a photo. I'm not going to say
Was it busty looking?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I got that one too.
But then you sent me
another. It was a pretty good looking photo, though.
Then you sent me another one, though, of that girl's flabby boobs on the table.
Oh, yeah. I said, you hungry for flapjacks?
And I actually called Mark. And
I'm
like,
believe you're talking about this right now.
Why?
That's what guys do. Send each other photos.
Why? What
no, go ahead. Keep talking.
No, if you think this is bad, like, I'll stop. Like, what should we be?
You just admitted that he sends you pictures of naked women to your phone on for a podcast where we have 500,000 people.
Nobody was naked.
Yeah, no, this is... you probably got that off of like some.
Well, one was
GIF on the internet.
One was a bit more personal. The one he's talking about, the flapjacks one, that was just a random internet shot.
Yeah, it wasn't like a porn.
No, deal. No. It was a woman with maybe the flattest looking boobs ever.
But
she was playing it up because she had laid them on a plate.
So something went wrong in the text, and like all I got was a text from Mark saying, does this make you hungry for flapjacks? And I'm like, I'm driving down the road, and I'm like, oh, no, like Mark's phone got hacked or something. And I called Mark. I'm like, dude, I just got a really weird text from you. And Mark's like, yeah, was it about the flapjacks? I'm like, yeah, but like, oh, that doesn't make any sense. And then
it was just random.
The photo didn't come through until later.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I was concerned that.
Did you become hungry?
No. In fact, I pulled over and vomited.
He went looking for some syrup. Yeah, it's just a little harmless fun. A little harmless fun, you know?
So Mark basically, you know how you said I get all those Trump emails?
Yeah.
I also have a couple uncles that used to always send like inappropriate emails. That's Mark, but he does it via text. he gets like all these, you know, weird images and stuff, and he just sends them to you.
I have a brother-in-law who I love dearly, and he loves like funny internet videos, and I bet I get two or three Facebook messages a week from him with just like these really immature, stupid, like old jackass stuff, like a guy like ramping in a bike and breaking his neck, or you know, crap like that.
Me and my brother and sister, we send those to each other about once a week.
Hitting a golf ball off a tree into your nuts, that type of stuff.
Oh man, watching a dude get hit in the nuts is just clean fun.
My buddy Cam did that second hole, so we pay for 18 holes of golf, and he's hitting a shot, and he shanks it straight right, comes back, hits him directly in the nuts, and he dropped like a sack of potatoes. We had to stop playing. He couldn't even move. Like I had to help him get back in the cart. Wasted 18 holes of golf, dude, because he was done.
If you take a nut shot in the right spot, yeah, you're going to be down for a while.
I laugh for a good while.
God bless you guys. We got to go.
Why?
Well, we're at 45 minutes.
That's just what we do.
You just cut it off at that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to get moving, too. You want quality coverage of the Cyclone
get
men's
up for that
basketball
important,
team?
Important
It'd be nice for a start.
Conference.
Well, I'm going to do my best, damn it. Thanks for listening to the podcast. 75% chance Clones win. Gray says 67%.
Mark, 85.
85%.
Jeez.
Fifth win in a row. Coming up.
Later, dudes.